On today's episode of The Miracle Zone, we'll continue to co-create, rocking and rolling in the Master Year 2018. We'll do this by, first, grounding and protecting ourselves, as usual, with our angel team. We'll then give you the next piece for your plan or map for your life. Next, we'll explain what it means to realize the kingdom within and why it is critical to manifesting every cool desire of your heart in the Master Year 2018. We'll then show you how you can do this as easily and painless as possible. Sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone. At the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman, and welcome to the Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today, when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd, and I'm coming to you live from my place of miracle, the beautiful winter and chilly Rockies in Colorado. We have shifted once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, empty nest syndrome, retirement, loss of a loved one, or plain old limbo, we are here to help make the transition as easy and painless as possible. We are live today. Yay. And we're going to jump right in. We have a lot to cover. And I hope all of you are listening in to the first episode of the year. Each one of these episodes are going to be building upon each other. So I strongly suggest that you go back to the first episode of January to catch up with us. Okay, so let's jump in and let's do our grounding. Are you ready? Okay. Do this in a safe place. Don't do this if you're driving. Don't do this if you're working heavy equipment, right? You need to be in the present to do this and in a safe place. So, let's begin by closing our eyes, and I want you to imagine with me that there is a root coming out from the bottom of your tailbone, or roots from the bottom of your feet. And I want you to see those roots pushing down through the floor that you either are sitting on or standing on. Continue to see that root break through the ground, breaking all the way down through the earth, through the magma. Begin to see that molten lava begins to feel some of its heat. And just continue to push all the way down that root, all the way down, down. We are searching for the center of the earth. And won't you imagine with me that you have now reached that magnet and that root is beginning to wrap itself around that magnet. Nice and firm, tight, grounded, solid rock. And now, if you will, imagine from that rock a bright light, laser bright light, white light begins to come up from the center of the earth, pushing its way up through all the molten lava, all the concrete, all the way up, 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 up through the concrete earth, continuing up into the floor, wherever you are seated, standing, and now that light begins to come and penetrate through your body. Up from the first chakra, second, third, what we call our solar plexus, the stomach, all the way up to the heart, continuing up, 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 all the way to the crown of your head. See that bright light. Let it hang out in you for a little bit. Let it warm you up, clearing away all lower energy of the day, of the night. Just clearing us, healing us, anything not well in the body, it's touching, clearing, cleansing, anything not well in the mind, in the heart. And now we're going to continue to see that light go up, pushing up from the crown of your head, continuing up. Now see that light just above your head. See it lingering there, that I am presence. And now we're going to continue to see that light go up, up, and up, up into the atmosphere. Bright light, the spirit light, that holy light. Continue to go up and up and up. And now we leave the atmosphere. And as we do this, we begin to get lighter and lighter and lighter, leaving all worries and cares of this world behind. We continue to ascend. And as we look back over our right shoulder, we see the earth behind us. We continue to go up, 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 up in the light. No need to fear the light. It is the God light. It is the higher light. It is the healing light. And we continue to go toward the light. And it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And we get lighter and lighter. And we become one with the light. Just hang out here for a moment. Bask in it. Bask in the love. Bask in the peace. Bask in the healing. And then we continue to go towards the light. And everything around us is bright. Everything around us is love. And we realize we are not here alone. There are others who are with us. And we join together as a band of love. And as we are here together, we send our love out into our homes that we have just left behind, into our neighborhoods, our communities, into our towns or our cities. We see that light flowing in the windows and the doors of homes, of companies, of corporations, of stores. We just see that light filling every place, our parks. And as that light continues to go out, it goes out from our city to our state, okay, into the state legislative offices, to into the county offices. See that love flowing. And now we go outside our state and we allow that love to spread into the states next to us. And we continue to see that light and to spread the love to every place. Now we see it covering the country, whatever country we are in. Allow it to flow over your country, over your capital of wherever you live, wherever your government resides. Send that love. Send that peace. Send that healing. Let it flow out from your country. Join all the others who are joined with us today as one. One energy, united as one heart, united as one mind. And as much as we would like to hang out here today, we realize we must come back so that we can do some good on earth so that we could be useful on earth. We begin to gather our energy back from the different countries, back to our own country, coming back into our own state, city, town, gathering that energy back to ourselves as individuals. And we realize now that we are going to return back into our worldly realm. So we begin to descend. And we begin to come back. And as we are coming back, the light is behind us, but we are still aware that it is there. And now we can see planet Earth ahead of us. And we are happy to return back to Earth because, again, we have so much good and so much love to bring, so much healing to do. And as we get closer and closer and closer, we begin to feel the gravitational pull of the Earth on us. As we enter back into the atmosphere, we're fine, there is no harm to us, but we begin to descend back into our residences, into our workplaces, wherever we are, we come back to that physical realm. See ourselves come in through the roofs. We take our seats, or if we're standing, we take our places, and then we take a deep breath in, and we exhale out. Breathe in one more time and breathe out. Nice. And now we're going to step into our protective armor, our coat of armor. And we do this why? Because today we need to be protected, right? We need to ground before we leave our homes, even in our homes, and we need to protect ourselves before leaving. So imagine with me again, we're going to imagine God gave us imagination so that we could co-create with him. So imagine now that you see this coat of armor standing before you, so brilliant, so whole, and you're going to step into this armor, right foot first, and then your left. And you're going to see this armor coming up over your ankles and then over your knees and up over the thighs and then your hips. Continues to come up over the stomach and up over the chest area and all the way up to your shoulders, to the bottom of your neck, top of the shoulders, and then see that armor flow down from the shoulders to the elbows, to your wrists and your hands. And now I want you to see a helmet. And I call it my helmet of salvation. You can call it whatever you choose. And I see my helmet sitting on a beautiful mahogany shelf. And so I reach out with my hands and I take my helmet in both hands and I place that helmet over my head. The only thing now exposed are my eyes and my nose and my mouth. My eyes so that I can see where I'm going forward. Our eyes are in the front of us. Why? So that we can't look back. We're going forward. My nose is exposed. And I always say exposed to sniff out the truth that God has for me, for this day, time, for this hour. And then there's my mouth so that I am free to speak the truth to those who want to listen. And if they don't want to listen, I don't bother to speak my words. Right? I save my energy. So, let's go. I usually at this time have your card readings ready for you, but this morning I do not. I'm going to pull three cards while you're on the line instead today. Okay? So, I'm asking, Holy Spirit, what is it that we need to know today? And I'm using my Archangel cards, and I will have these messages on my website, Yucatan Wellness, that's Yucatan Wellness.com. They will be on there shortly after the show. I'm pulling these cards while you're on with me and hoping you all can hear me. I don't have my headset on this morning. What do you want us to know? What do you want us to know today? Okay. First card, spiritual understanding. Archangel Raziel says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. Well, that's for sure, isn't it? We're going deeper in our understanding. Our second card says, Beloved One, Archangel Shamuel, I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. Wow, that's amazing. That's the same card we had last week. So Archangel Shamuel is emphasizing that. And it makes sense for our topics, for where we are in Master Year 2018, right? And I have one more. Ooh. And this is from Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael says today, remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved. And I get tickled when I said that as I was reading that, because look at our topic today. Realizing the kingdom within in the Master Year 2018. Realizing the kingdom within in the Master Year 2018. Let's jump right in. What is the kingdom of God within? What is the kingdom of God within? This life on earth is supposed to be an extension of heaven. I'll say that again. This life on earth is supposed to be an extension of heaven. We are spiritual beings having a what? Those of you who listen, you know. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Now, it was really funny. The other day, I was talking with my husband, and 2017 has been challenging for many reasons. But anyway, I said to my husband without even thinking, I said, this life is one huge hoax. And I said to him, you're coming in your young years, and you get through all the childhood stuff and the teenage stuff, the adolescence, and then you go through your 20s and 30s, and you still really haven't figured anything out. You really don't have a clue. You think you do, but you don't. And then you get into your 40s, and then you decide, maybe I'd like to delve deeper and find out who I am and find out who God is. And in your 50s, you start thinking, wow, I really don't know anything at all. I really want to dig deeper and get closer. And then in your 60s, you kind of start getting a glimpse of what this life is all about. And then the body begins to go. And you hear of so many of your friends and loved ones leaving. What a hoax. And then I thought about it, and I said, oh, God, forgive me. This life isn't a hoax. This is our training ground, right? It's supposed to be an extension of heaven. It's supposed to be God's place on earth. Thy will be done on earth. Actually, I am told the real translation is in earth, in these earthly vessels. As it is in heaven. God's kingdom is the abundant life. So the kingdom of God within is the abundance within you. And that which is within manifests without. Okay? So I'm going to give it again quickly. What is the kingdom of God within? God's kingdom is the abundant life. What does it say in the collective scriptures? And I use that because that's what I know. It says, I have come so that you would have abundant life. Excuse me. I have come that you would have life and have it more abundantly, right? So Jesus walked this earth to teach us, to show us the way. And then he said, I came so that you would have life and have it more abundantly. So the kingdom of God within is the abundance within you. And that which is within manifests without. So look around you. Look around you, and what have you manifested? The definition of kingdom is a country, a state, or territory ruled by a king or queen. The synonyms are realm, domain, dominion, country, empire. It is the spiritual reign or authority of God. What's our topic? We are realizing the kingdom within. Okay? Deity or Christ's coming was supposed to bring the manifestation of the kingdom to earth. Instead, it was and is still used as a ball and chain. Instead of being freedom, it has been and still is oppressive and oppression. Suffering, pain, poverty, disparity is not what Creator has purposed for any of us on this planet. We lost our understanding of the kingdom via the deaf consciousness. What is the deaf consciousness? It's the lower state of consciousness. When you're in that state, that is the lower state of consciousness, you can't understand true freedom. The meaning of freedom is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Say that again. The meaning of freedom is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Dumb, D D-O-M, as in kingdom, or freedom, denotes a state or condition. So, it is the condition of the right to speak, think. It is the condition of a country, state, or territory ruled by a king or queen. So when we begin to talk about realizing the kingdom within, we are talking about that abundance, and that abundance, the freedom to realize that abundance, to act in that abundance, to speak in that abundance, and you being either the king or the queen of that abundance. Okay? For so long, so many of us have told us, in order to live a Christ-like life or a Christian life, we had to be poor. We had to walk in poverty. Not true. In the lower state of consciousness, you can't see beyond the veil. The very freedom Christ brought to us is what's hidden. And then the kingdom cannot come. It can't manifest within you, thereby it can't manifest within this world. Now, many of you know that my walk and my belief has come a long way, and I am free. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I've learned a lot about the collective scriptures, and our co-host, our contributor, Brian Foley, has brought us a lot of information on our collective scriptures. And we know that our scriptures, unfortunately, have a political twist, unfortunately. And we also know that many of the books, the powerful books, have not been included, have not been shared with us. So I want to read you a part of the scripture that has been excluded. It's from the Gospel of Thomas. And my understanding is Thomas also walked very closely with Christ. And listen to these words. It says, "These are the secret sayings that the living Jesus spoke, and Didymus, Judas, Thomas recorded. Listen, and he said, whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death. Jesus said, those who seek should not stop seeking until they find. And when they find, they will be disturbed. When they are disturbed, they will marvel and will reign over all. And after they have reigned, they will rest. Listen, Jesus said, if your leaders say to you, look, the Father's kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it's in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the Father's kingdom is within you and it is outside you. When you know yourselves, then you will be known, and you will understand that you are children of the living Father. But if you do not know yourselves, then you live in poverty, and you are the poverty." Pretty powerful stuff, isn't it? The death consciousness. And what do I mean by the death consciousness? Those of you who listen, you understand that is the dualistic world that we live in. As soon as we're slapped in the butt, we are introduced to a world of duality, right? A world of good and bad, up and down, right? Duality, death consciousness. And the death consciousness creates division and conflict. So where do you think the world is at? Just look around, right? Turn on the news for 5 minutes, and you'll see that we live in a death-conscious world. For some, the state of consciousness is so low The only way that state can change is by fear. And that fear is of hell and damnation. That's the fear. That's the only way some of us can be shocked out of that lowest state of consciousness is to say, if you don't follow these set of rules and you don't do this and you don't do that, well, you're hell bound. But God and his kingdom is a kingdom of love and a kingdom of abundance. When you begin your journey in your walk, whatever you call it, we don't put labels on any of our beliefs, not at the Miracle Zone. When you begin your journey, many of us start out with that consciousness, with that belief of hell and damnation, of a heaven. But I'm here to tell you that the kingdom of heaven can be experienced right here and right now. The kingdom of heaven is right between your ears. So, are you broke, tired, stressed, distressed, barely making it, harboring resentments, looking for revenge? Huh? Are you ready to manifest the kingdom? Are you ready to take the steps? Are you ready to ascend from that lower state of consciousness, that death consciousness? Are you ready to leave duality behind? Because you know, I always say, there is only God. Now, don't make any mistake. There's lower energy. There are entities out there. They're going to fight you every step of the way, especially if you decide that you want to leave the death conscious behind. It's not going to be a skip to the loo, my darling. Uh-uh. Not at all. But if you're ready to manifest the kingdom, we started this year out with rocking and rolling in Master Year 2018. And we're going to continue to do that all through 2018. And I am expecting to hear about the miracles, changes, because I'm not turning back. And if you hang in here and hang in here and hang in here some more, you're going to see the change in your life. But you know what? So many of us have been at that lower state of consciousness for so long, it's going to take some work. I always say, you got to do the work. So we created a map, right? And hopefully you have your map in front of you. And from now until the end of the year, bring your map to the episode. You have it on your phone. I told you, take a picture of it. So wherever you go, you have that map with you. You can look at it 2, 3, 4 times a day, right? Look at it more than you look at yourself in the mirror. Look at it more than the times you open the refrigerator. I always tell people when I have them make affirmations and declarations, hey, place them on your mirror or your refrigerator, depending on where you visit the most, right? So I am looking at my map, and I've named it My Universe 2018, and I said to you the last time that we looked at these that if you look at it, if you have created it the right way, it looks like a universe, right? Because you have your circle in the middle, what you have been purposed to do, what you have been called to do, what your passion is, and if you don't know what that passion is, then you have a question in there, and you're asking, what is it that I am called to do? What is it that I'm supposed to do? And then from there, we go out, and we drew circles from that, right? Where do I go from here? And we've been delving down in that circle. And again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to Rockin' and Rollin' and Master Year 2018, the first episode for the year, and listen and draw your map with us. You want an example of what this map looks like? Go to my website, YucatanWellness.com. On the home page, that's not true. You have to go to the Miracle Zone tab. Go to the Miracle Zone tab. Click on that tab, and you will be able to download a copy of my book, workbook, Walking in the Miracle Zone. okay, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. And there's an example of what I'm talking about. So we've been adding pieces, right, to our map. Last week, we wrote in what we wanted to earn, a dollar amount. You have the right to have money. Money is a tool to barter. The more money you have, the more you can help other people. If you don't have no money, you can't help other people, right? So you were supposed to write in there, I earn a certain amount or more. You can even leave in there, I open my arms to whatever God has for me to receive. But I want you to put a specific number in there, okay? And then today we're going to add another piece. We're going to add this onto our map. You ready? I am the kingdom of God manifest where I am. I'm going to say that again. I am the kingdom of God manifest where I am. I'm going to say that one more time. I am the kingdom of God manifest where I am. And you're writing that on your map. And that map is you and God as one, right? You are one with God, and God is one with you. And so this vision is unfolding in your life. You are becoming it, and it is becoming you. Now, I'm giving you real steps to get out of your mess. You can either take them or stay where you are. But we know that this year is amazingly special, don't we? Okay. So we've added that new piece, I am the kingdom of God manifest where I am, and I want you to put that in the upper left-hand corner. If you happen to write it someplace else on your map, that is fine. That is fine. The only way to see the kingdom manifest in your life is to raise your vibration to a vibration of love. And oh boy, when you decide to do that, when you decide to raise your vibration to one of love, I tell you, all kinds of goody stuff is going to come and test you and such. I have been tested as soon as I decided to put this together for you, the test came. Okay, so forgive, which means to forego, and the first thing you forego is yourself. You forgive yourself first for whatever, and then you love yourself. Love you first. You can't love anyone else until you love you first, and no one can love you until you love you first. When you do that, you can then become the unconditional love. Now, I want to stop here and tell you something quickly. Jesus wasn't a wimp, right? I just said we've been painted this picture of Christianity, of Jesus being this poor little humble man, you know, and people doing him any kind of way, and he never fought back, and he says, you know, if they slap you, turn the other cheek. If they mistreat you, let me tell you why he tells you that. He doesn't tell you because he wants you to be a doormat and let people walk all over you. No. He tells you that because there's something called karma or karmic energy, okay? And so he tells us to turn our other cheek and to learn to love our enemies because of that karmic energy. What do I mean by karmic energy? Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. Life is a pretty much a boomerang. You reap what you sow, okay? So he doesn't want us to go out seeking revenge or starting trouble, okay? But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this knowing it's fine to say it to you. There comes a point in life where you have to stand up and you have to fight for some things, right? Everybody listening probably at one time or another has known a bully. Every one of us has been pushed to the extent to where you eventually have to say, look, you can't push me no more. You can't beat up on me anymore. You can't verbally abuse me anymore, right? Right? What we try to do is we try to get out of those situations. That's what we try to do. We try to avoid the person. But it comes a time where you may have to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough, okay? And protect yourself. And you can take that any kind of way you want, all right? Because, again, remember, there is a political twisting to our scripture, and I'm sorry to say that. I know some of you don't receive that very well, but there is. So if you're told not to fight back and not to stand up for yourselves, what do? You just allow people to walk all over you. Now, I believe, again, that there is karmic energy. So what do we try to do is we try to live peacefully among all men if possible. And, again, our collective scriptures tell us that. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Right? So, again, I believe that means don't go around starting stuff. Don't be a bully. Don't seek revenge because that energy is only going to come back on you. But even Jesus had his breaking point. Remember when he went into the den of thieves, the temple, and they were selling all their stuff? They, you know, turned it into a store. Hey, come on in. See what we can sell you. He flipped out, and he even used an expletive for his day. He called them brood of vipers, right? So you find a balance in that as much as you can, but no one likes a bully. No one likes to be walked on. No one likes to be taken advantage of, and we can take it to our Father, okay, and we can give it to him, and Archangel Michael goes before us, and he fights our battles. But many times, often, usually, he needs a vessel to fight those battles. Right? Okay. Hope you get what I'm saying there. So we're still talking about raising your energy or raising your vibration. So to raise your vibration, what do? Here's some easy stuff. Listen to uplifting music. Turn off the news. Hang out with positive people, with winners. Avoid losers at all costs. Don't care who they are. Energy is contagious. Stay away from low-energy folk. I have made the decision, me personally, to break away from some people just because of their low energy, okay? You won't manifest the kingdom sitting around praying and wishing something will happen again. You won't manifest the kingdom being lazy. All right? Hear me. Here's some more steps. If you don't like what you see in your life, change it. Take responsibility. Recreate your life into the image and likeness of God. Okay? He created you in his image and likeness, and he said, it's good. If you don't like what your world looks like, change it. Co-create the world into the image and likeness of God. And how do you co-create? With your imagination, with your thoughts and your feelings. We do exercises using our imagination. Why? Because thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, and actions give you results. contact your inner guru or your spiritual guide or your teacher within. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Creator, Mother Nature, him, her, it, whatever that is, contact your inner guru, your higher self, that power which is greater than you. Okay? Volunteer. Give. Give. God so loved the world, he gave. Okay? And when you give, you create an energy and you expect to receive. Okay? It's okay to receive. Many of us are good givers, but awful receivers. And I have learned that. Now when someone offers me something, I don't fight them. If they say, I want to pay for your lunch, I don't go, oh, no, 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 I don't. I say, thank you very much, right? You give and then expect to receive. Change, and here's why. Because it's a law. It's a law, right? We have universal laws. We have a law of cause and effect. So when you give, you receive. Change the knowing story. This is what I mean. I knew he or she wasn't any good. Change that to, I know I have found a good person. Change it. Change the knowing story. Here's another example. I knew this job was going to make me sick. Change it to, I know this job is going to bring me success in the career I desire. Change, I knew I shouldn't have come here or gone there, to, I should be here to make a change in the earth, to change my environment, to bring kingdom to earth. Right? Thy will be done on earth, in earth, as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is with men. Change. I knew I shouldn't have tried to do whatever it is you're trying to do. You fill in the blank to, I know I shall succeed. I know they shall love my product. I know they're going to need it, and I know they're going to buy it. Okay? There's something called a self-fulfilling prophecy, and the universe loves you so much, it will give you exactly what you desire. It's going to give you exactly what you imagine. I tell people all the time, I can tell your future. And they always look at me like, you're right. But I can, and you can as well. Just listen to what a person is saying. Okay? Listen to what they're saying and look at how they're living. And if they don't change it, it's going to be the same next month, next year, and the next decade. So it's very easy to tell people's future. Sit with them for 5 minutes and you'll know. Play that game sometimes. It blows people away. Make a conscious decision. Okay? I'm going to say that again. That's really the first step. Make a conscious decision. You want to manifest the kingdom within? In 2018, make the decision right here, right now. I'm going to manifest the kingdom within me in Master Year 2018. Pray, and then what? Listen. So pretty much, prayer is not all about you yapping, telling God, higher self, creator, all about your problems, yap, and then you get up. No, it's not how it works. Okay? When I decided I wanted to have a deeper knowledge and understanding, I didn't try to pour new wine into the old wineskin. I asked that everything be wiped that I had learned. This was me. I started with a new foundation. So to do that, I had to pray, and then I had to listen. And when I heard or believed I heard, I followed. Now, I wasn't always correct, right? You've heard me say that. I wasn't always correct in my hearing, but with time and my angelic tools, I hit it on the mark all this time in my life. I hit it on the mark all the time at this time in my life. I just read you three angel cards, and if you listen to what we're talking about today and listen to what I pulled, spiritual understanding, beloved one, and remember who you are. Can you get any closer? I mean, you can't make it up. And I will have the full messages on the website. Probably in another hour, you'll be able to go back and pull up your full messages. Okay? The way is narrow, challenging, and few find it. Remember, manifesting the kingdom within is a process. You don't start out today and manifest the kingdom tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. Sorry. It's a process. It requires some work. But then you act. We've prayed. We've listened. We've made the conscious decision. You raise your energy. But then you act. You move through the fear. Remember our new acronym from Brenda, right? Brenda Farrell. Fear is now feeling excited and ready. Write that down. Fear, F-E-A-R, is now the acronym for feeling excited and ready. Will obstacles come? Absolutely. Will you go two steps forward and three steps backward? Yep, you will. Will you fall? Sure you will. But you get right back up from where you fell. You don't go all the way back to peg number one if you fell at peg number 10. You get right back up and you get started again. You keep going. The kingdom of God is motion. The kingdom of God is motion. Okay? We know the kingdom is abundance. For he has come that you would have life and that you would have it more abundantly. And we know that the kingdom of God is motion. It's not stagnant. It's not still. It's not lazy. Does not live in fear. Does not have a fear-based consciousness. Does not have a duality conscious. We always say, there is only God. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that there is not lower energies? Is there not demons? Is there not forces to try to stop us? It doesn't mean that at all. It means I don't give it a place. Okay? I know it exists, but I don't give it a place. I give it no place in my life. I'm going to seal what I have said to you in love. In the name of Jesus the Christ, and the God consciousness, we now seal this vision you have given us for the Master Year 2018 from all imperfect energies. We ask that we be sealed in the brilliant light and perfect love of our Creator, and that we go forth today pursuing that which we must accomplish and receiving all that you have for us. In your liberty and your justice for all. And so it is, or amen. If you want help, you can schedule a 15-minute appointment, absolutely free. Go to the website and book the time, okay? YucatanWellness.com. You'll see schedule appointment. Click on it. Book your 15 minutes. Follow us on Facebook, okay? We're Yucatan Angel Wellness on Facebook. Yucatan Angel Wellness. And follow us at blogtalkradio.com/miraclezone. When you do that, you get notices when we have shows, when we have special events. We're preparing now for an amazing webinar in February, healing the fragmented soul, okay, 2-hour webinar. So you want to either be on our Facebook page or following this show so you know what's happening. We are really excited about 2018. Really excited. And you should be as well. It's the master year. It's the year of the energy of 11. And it's really, really exciting. Write me. Text me. I want to hear the stories. Right? You can send me emails at Pamela@YucatanWellness. Right? You can send messages on the Facebook page. Again, Yucatan Angel Wellness. I want to hear the stories. I want to hear the progress. I want to hear the obstacles. Because how can I help you? You know, I don't come on here every week and talk to you for an hour and some change just because. This is my passion. This is my calling. And I want to help you. I honestly mean that. I'd like to help you. Why not? God has blessed me. I am blessed. I don't want for anything, okay? I really don't want for anything. So why can't you walk into your purpose and your calling? Well, that's it for this week. Love you all. See you next week. Bye-bye.